By now, most of us have noticed that there's a war on sex and identity in our society, and our kids are under attack. Parents, if you need resources navigating the lies and confusion that the world is projecting onto your kids, we're here to help. On March 9th, Firmly Planted Family is hosting By Design, a one-day conference for teens, parents, and youth leaders to share the why behind what God's Word commands about these topics. We're going to offer foundational human design and relationship principles from both a natural law perspective, and we're going to make the case for biblical truth by arguing primarily from God's Word, which reinforces what the scriptures teach. You can learn more and get your tickets today at firmlyplantedfamily.org/events. Well, hey, everybody, this is Heidi St. John. Welcome to the Off the Bench podcast. I get questions here all the time about homeschooling versus government school. We talk a lot about the kinds of things that are being taught in our government school system. And we've talked a lot about maybe the alternatives to it. What do we think about Christian schooling? What do we think about homeschooling? Today, we're going to touch on a topic that is a little bit of a sticky wicket, but I think we need to talk about it anyway. And my guest has agreed to jump into the topic with me, Christy Clover, who's homeschooling her kids in California and is a dear friend of mine, is going to be jumping into the topic of charter schools. So we want to know, is this a good idea for homeschooling families or not? This is going to be a great conversation. Stick around. I think you're going to be encouraged. Well, thank you guys for tuning in today and meeting me here at the intersection of faith and culture. I'm really excited to have Christy Clover back on the show. Some of you guys may know her. She's been on my show before. She's written a couple of books, and she loves to help moms get organized and keep their sanity at home, which is another reason I love her. Christy's going to be jumping on with me in just a second. Before she gets on, I want to remind you guys that my women's conference, Shine, is coming to Vancouver. We're really excited just to share with you what God has been doing. We've got a whole bunch of new merchandise. We're going to be talking about your responsibility in the culture and what it means to shine for Jesus in every aspect of your life. So whether that's in your homeschooling, in your marriage, where does God want you to be in the culture? He has a plan and a purpose for your life. So if you're interested in joining me for that weekend, head on over to HeidiSt.John.com and click on the events tab, and you can register for Shine right there. Also, we're going to be teaching, for those of you who register on time, a sourdough class. So we had enough interest in it to where I thought, you know, that'll be a fun thing to do. So we're going to do a sourdough class. You guys are going to go home with the sourdough starter. So come on out and join me. It's going to be a hoot and hollering good time the first weekend in March right here in Vancouver, Washington. All right, without further ado, Christy Clover joins me today. Hey, my friend, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, so fun. I'm like stretch and pull for the sourdough. How fun is that?
Girlfriend. Yeah. And we have had sourdough conversations via text. I mean, come on.
Oh my goodness.
That's what friends do.
I know. Well, I laugh because like I shared a quick like Instagram story about that where I'm like, when I make sourdough, I'm like, look what I have done. I feel like magical. Like I can't even explain it. Like if you want to boost in your ego, make some sourdough bread.
Come on.
Like I just feel unstoppable. Sourdough. Like my kids are eating it and I'm like, I made that. Like I make dinner every single night. But when I pull out the sourdough, I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I did that.
Yeah.
So I made all of you, like, but I made the bread.
You're like homemaking superstar. Yeah. You're like, I made the bed and I made the sourdough. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yes. Totally.
Yes, girl. Yes. So you have been on my podcast before, but for people who are new, tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of where you guys live, how many kids you have, all the things. All the things, Christy Clover.
All the things. Well, my name is Christy Clover, as you already stated. I'm married to Steve. We've been married for 26 and a half years. And what's amazing is that I feel like marriage has never been this good. Like I just kind of have to just keep marinating in it and it just gets so good. Yeah. It's so amazing. But we have five children. We've launched two of our five. My oldest is married. So that's super exciting. And my second is, living life as, he's living with a buddy and he's got a full-time job as a professional photographer, it's amazing. I mean, you've launched all these kids. I hate launching kids. It's like the most torturous thing in the entire world. I know you had Rachel Carman
on. It is torture. It is torture. And it's funny, you know, because Rachel and I were obviously talking about this the other day, and I have gotten more feedback from that show. People who have just been like, no one told me that it was going to be this hard. Yeah. No one talks about it. And I don't know why, but then nobody told us a lot of things, right, Christy?
Oh, yeah. No, like I describe it, like if somebody was asking me, I'm like, oh, and I said it with a smile on my face. So they're like, what? I was like, it's kind of like someone takes your heart out of your chest and just keeps running over it over and over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a mammogram, but like, for your heart.
Yes. That's exactly how it feels.
Like a mammogram.
I'm totally filtering
your
what
heart.
I was going to say off of that, but okay.
Yeah. I bet you are. Yeah.
But no, it does. It's so hard. Yet I'm so proud. Like, I love seeing all that my boys are doing. I mean, Steve has to keep reminding me. He's like, we have achieved the goal. The goal is to launch them. Right. I'm like, really? I said, no, I don't know.
Yeah. So, right. Right.
Yeah. So launch two. Still if
the
goal,
I mean, that's the goal, right? I know. And so so you're like, yes, stretch your wings. Yes. Go. But still like, this is hard. But you have three left at home, right?
Three at home. So yeah, we have three at home. So we're still in the heart of, I mean, I have friends when we had our babies together, the first babies, they're all empty nesters. Now I'm like, I have a 10-year-old. I will be here for a while.
Well, I think I beat you in that department because I have a 32-year-old and a 13-year-old.
Oh, girl.
So, I mean, I would say with the exception of just a couple of my friends are all empty nesters. And still have this delightful little 13-year-old ballerina who is cute. Keeping me young and keeping me on my toes. Yes. But I will say that the emptiness thing's been hard for her because she feels like she's been left behind. And I think that has been harder for me than even just the reality of most of our children have moved out and are, you know, and actually they're just doing great, which is, you know, wonderful. That's what you want. But I think it's definitely been hard on our youngest, who is just like, how come I still have to do the dishes? How come I'm still here? Right. And I have to tell her like, I have to be like, you know, your siblings, they did all this stuff. Like, I know that you feel like you're the only one who ever has to, you know, help around the house. And you're the only one who, you know, mom's still saying, hey, you got to be in bed before 10 and you got to leave your cell phone in my room and all the things. Right.
All the things.
But your siblings have already done those things. Mm-hmm. So, but that's tough. I mean, I do think that's kind of rough.
Yeah. I was an only child. So
Christy's like, cry me a river. I never had any siblings. Well, I don't even care about you guys. It's true. All right. I love, know me. I love talking about anything that sparks some conversation, and hopefully nothing sparks conversation like talking about taking government money for homeschooling.
Yes.
So you guys live obviously in the state of California, the communist state of California. I live in the communist state of Washington.
Absolutely.
Lots of communism happening around here these days. And unfortunately, it has, you know, drip, 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 like a slow, you know, dripping faucet dripped its way into the homeschool community. Mm-hmm. And I know because, you know, I spoke in Alaska, I think it's been 2 years ago now. And those guys are they are invested, the homeschool community there, almost exclusively in the government program. The government gives them quite a bit of money for, you know, textbooks and things like that. And I have said for a very long time, I've been honestly banging this drum for probably 20 years at least, telling people do not take money from the government, because when the government gives you something, it will want something in return as well. It should, because they're making what they see to be an investment in what you're doing. And if there's anything we learned in the last 3 years, it's that the government's not interested actually in how you're doing. They're not. Yeah. I mean, shut up and take your shot. You know, 6 feet apart, Christy, get over there. Well, you're going the wrong way down the rice aisle in Walmart. You know, didn't you read the stickers? The government's not interested in your well-being, and they're not interested in the education of your children either. They're interested in control. That's my opinion. I think we shouldn't take government money. I want to know what you think.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
No, I absolutely agree. I think that this is yet another wolf dressed in sheep's clothing. I mean, it's just, it's insidious. And when you realize that the government really does not have our best interest at heart, like you were saying, they don't care about your kids. I mean, this is the same government that's telling us to listen to the science that they want to teach our kids in school. And yet they don't even understand the difference between boys and girls. I mean, it.
Yeah, there's 400 genders. I mean, there's 400 genders. You could be a narwhal whale if you want to be. I mean, really, what do you identify as today, Christy? Because that's what you are.
I am a woman. Mm-hmm. I am a woman.
But what is a woman?
I know, right?
Nobody knows.
Biologically. Oh, yes, we do. We are biologically feminine. I'm like, we do. I have got. Yeah. I mean, it's like, that's what's, oh, it's so crazy. I mean, my DNA tells what I am.
Yeah.
The science tells what I am. But back to your question. Yeah. So.
But we digress.
I think it's interesting. We totally digress. That's the problem with us. We're like, all, what did it take us like an hour to start this conversation?
It did actually. But, yes. Yes. It did.
But yeah.
Yes. I think we covered a lot of ground before we actually recorded.
We did. We solved all the world's problems. Yes.
At least a few of them.
Is, what I'm seeing right now, at least when we first started homeschooling 15 plus years ago, I mean, we had a thriving, we definitely had charter schools and we had thriving private schools. And right now, we are seeing just this diminishing of private homeschooling. So as like when you look at the statistics, everyone's like, but homeschooling is growing. I think that need to start changing even the way we speak, because I don't think you can say that you are homeschooling if you're using charter funds. It is charter schooling. Yeah. And so the problem here in California is that even our lawmakers don't see the distinguishing factors between a charter school, which they're saying go and homeschool through a charter school, and a private homeschooler. I homeschool completely differently. And so they're trying to make laws to change the way that I do my thing, and I don't appreciate it. And so what they're really doing is affecting the charter schools, but no one's winning. And it's been, it's been a hard journey, because I'm noticing that the whole, ever growing opportunity to make some moolah. You have money pouring into charter school families, and then people who offer all of the services. So from, you know, like, they're not even co-ops anymore. They're offshoot kind of boutique schools that offer a few classes. Those all, like, I have the same co-op teachers who were teaching with me at our co-op are now teaching at these schools, and they've just added a zero to the price. So what used to be a $35 class is now a $35 or $350 class. Same class.
Right, right.
It's just that because they can take funds, and they're finding all the loopholes in how to pay these teachers. You've got piano lessons, you know, sports things, you name it, all the things, all the enrichment things that normally I would love to take advantage of. They've all realized that there's money out there to be had. And so they're increasing their prices, which really ends up meaning that all the private homeschoolers have less opportunities unless you're willing to pay. And there's just a stubborn part of me. I'm like, no, I want my private. I mean, if they put a little private school, you know, price, then yeah, okay, that would be great. But yeah, I'm just noticing that it's really it's devastating is a better word. It's devastating the private homeschooling community.
Yeah. The same thing happened in Eastern Washington. I want to say this is 15 years ago. You know, they call them parent partnering programs. So everybody has kind of different words for what they are. But they said, listen, if you'll sign up as part of our parent partner program, well, basically we'll give you cash. And I can't remember how much it was, but let's just say for, you know, just for the fun of it, that it was, you know, $700 per student. So, because it was quite a bit of money. And I remember thinking at the time, wow, $700, I mean, that goes a long way with the homeschool. Oh, come on. Yeah. Well, and so in Washington State, like for, you know, they're looking to see, okay, how much would it cost the state if you were sitting in a seat in a brick and mortar school? So they priced it out like $21,000 a year, somewhere in the neighborhood. Like, this is how much you're worth. So every time you withdraw a child from the brick and mortar school, the district loses that $21,000. And this is what I want parents to understand. This is never about what's good for your child. This is not about the state going, oh man, those homeschoolers, they're just doing such a good thing. No, it is all about money and control. It is about two things. And in Eastern Washington, it decimated the private homeschool community because people wanted access to that money. And the problem that I see here, and I'd love to hear, because we have a little bit different thing going on in Washington. I think from state to state is a little bit different. But the problem that I'm seeing ultimately is that the public schools then take credit because they're like, well, you're actually in the brick and mortar school system. You're just not in the school. So we're going to give you a portion back. So they might give you maybe $1,200 per child or $3,000 per child, but ultimately they're going to get the other, whatever it came up to the $21,000, they get that money because now you've signed up and your student is part of the system. And I think what parents need to understand is you're giving these guys, you're giving them two things. You're giving them bragging rights because now they're saying, these homeschoolers, they can't do it without us. That's the thing that bothers me the most, right? So the schools are saying, see, as soon as we offered these guys the opportunity, they came running back to us because they can't do it alone. They can't do it without the help of the government school system. And so as soon as we said, hey, we're here to help you, they came running back. That's not actually the case at all. Most people go running back for the money, not because they need the help. So they have the bragging rights and they have the statistic so that when they decide to create legislation that says, These homeschoolers don't actually know what they're doing. And here's how we can show you. Look how many of them, given the opportunity, came running back to mommy and said, hey, hey, I need the bottle again, right? So stick a bottle in my mouth and I'm going to now be nursing off the government for however long it is. I think it is dangerous to the future and to freedom in homeschooling.
No, I absolutely agree. I think we are seeing a frog in boiling water right now. Like they are turning up the heat. And what's interesting is that not only do they entice them with the money, because it makes them feel like it's scary when you first start homeschooling. I totally 100% get that. Yes. I mean, and that's why you and I do what we do. We go into homeschool conferences like, you can do it. And, you know, it's trying to encourage people like there are resources. It is scary. I agree with that. But you can do it. But then you've got the charters that are like, well, we can hold your hand and we're also going to give you money. So we don't want this to be a strain on you. So it comes across and differently. And I'm finding here, and maybe it's just local to Southern California, but out here, I mean, I do think, let me state for the record, like I do think there is a need for charter schools. I'm not against charter schools.
But keep it in the public school system.
Yes. What I have a problem with are, the way that the charter schools are telling people out here is that they will literally tell them, you can't use your money to buy Christian curriculum. But if you buy Christian curriculum and if you use Christian curriculum, you can't turn in a sample from that. So therefore, you cut off the bottom of the page, which shows the copyright, which shows what company it's from, and make sure it doesn't have any verses on it. Or you need to turn in a fake sample, you know, of just like some random workbook that you did in that, you know, subject matter, turn that in.
Right.
And that is your sample. And I guess to me, that throws up some red flags. That doesn't seem right. Like if you want to use Christian curriculum, then you should be homeschooling privately. If you want to truly like, and that's where the definition separates too. Our purpose for homeschooling our children is because we believe that the education and the discipleship of our children lies in our hands, the parents. Like this is my means for discipling my kids. Yes, they're in my home, but I am choosing what is getting put into their brains. I'm not going to do this, you know, public school textbook and then also supplement with this over here. I feel like you're still talking out of both sides of your mouth. Like, my kids know about everything that's being talked about in the public schools, but they're hearing it filtered through me. They're hearing it filtered through God's word. Somebody was just asking, like, how do you have the talk with your kids? And, you know, like, and we call it talk one and talk two. So talk one is like the stuff, right? Like what's going on.
Right.
Talk two is talking about this fallen world and all the things like the alphabet soup that's out there and all of the ways that people have skewed God's beautiful gift to us in marriage. And I laugh because I'm like, well, when we had to talk to my youngest girls, I'm like, we pulled out Romans 1 and we read Romans 1, 2, and 3. And right there in that word, it tells you what's going on. There's nothing new under the
sun. It's not confusing.
No.
Right.
No, it's not.
Right.
And it calls it what it is. And and that's the thing is I just feel like, you know, we have to have this separation. If you want to homeschool and you want to use Christian material and you want it to be discipleship, then, I mean, California, believe it or not, I think we're even like better than, I mean, we're probably a lot easier than Washington. We are one of the easiest states to homeschool privately in. It's kind of like this mm-hmm. secret that people know, but they really haven't been able to change it. And that's my worry yeah. is the more people we have homeschooling under the umbrella of a charter school, they're putting my schooling at risk. Because the government doesn't see the difference.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's actually very, the law in Washington State's also very, very good here. And a lot of us worked really hard to get those laws on the books. So, but you're right. And I'm going to circle back to what you just said a moment ago. Like the more people that come under the auspices of quote unquote homeschooling through the government system, the more they're going to want oversight. There's an article in The Guardian. It just came out. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's 2 months ago. This came out, so relatively new. And check out this headline, Christy, because this is exactly what we're talking about. It says, lack of homeschooling oversight is an obvious danger to children. So this is where they're coming from. So this is what they're saying. As more and more people choose to homeschool their children, experts, okay, let's put that word right away. I mean, let's just put that in quotes.
I'll do your air quotes.
Expert. Okay. Expert. So like Father Fauci, is he an expert? I really like to know. Like, who are these experts? Never mind. I digress. Experts have warned that the lack of oversight over the process leaves children at risk of isolation, receiving a poor education, or suffering abuse and neglect. So this is, honestly, this is making me laugh so hard. So they're saying that the homeschoolers are at risk. They're putting their kids at risk of isolation, receiving a poor education, or suffering abuse and neglect. I mean, forget the fact that they're teaching your kids in the public school that they could be a narwhal whale and there's 400 genders and gender is just a social construct and absolutely giving them a poor education. But the more the government gets a whiff of private homeschooling, they don't like that the money is disappearing. That is all this is about. They went on to say the number of Americans choosing to homeschool has more than doubled in some states since the pandemic. While that represents a small minority of American children as a whole, the rise in children being homeschooled has troubled both academics who track the effects of homeschooling and advocates who endured destructive homeschooling environments themselves. So then you're talking, I'm not even going to give
this
these guys,
shiny, happy
I'm not even going I'm not even going to give names to these people because so like the websites of people that have, make a living, bashing their parents and bashing homeschooling, whatever. I mean, I know some of them were abused, but the vast majority of them are just like, I had a falling out with my parents. And so now my whole life is about how homeschooling was terrible. Anyway, they went on to say much of the reason for that concern is a lack of safeguards to protect children being homeschooled, a uniquely American problem not seen elsewhere. For years, right-wing homeschool lobbying organizations in the United States have successfully fought attempts to introduce regulations over the process. This means the welfare of children is not monitored and there is barely any direction over the quality of education they receive. I'm going to stop right there because obviously you can see where this is going. What they want is control. What they want is oversight. They want to tell you what to teach your children. They want to tell you how good of a job you're doing as a parent. Isn't this part of the reason, Christy, that we took our kids out of this bankrupt system in the first place?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, absolutely. And does abuse happen in anywhere, in any function of anything?
Yeah.
Yes. Are there abuses in everything? Yes. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the comparison of the statistics against the public school and how treacherous that is, I mean, like what is happening now in our country is child abuse. That's really at the heart of it. This is child abuse. What they are teaching children. I mean, they have kindergarten, like, wall posters and books explaining to kindergartners how to pleasure yourself. I am so sorry, but that is not something you need to know. Like, there's no purpose in it. That is child abuse. It is pedophilia on steroids. I mean, that is the whole grooming thing. And so that's where it's just like, they want a choice in how we parent. They want into our homes. And the more
that is right.
continue to give up their rights, we will find that our rights are stripped. And that's my kind of my bone to pick too here in California, is that I have the right to homeschool. I can choose my curriculum. I can do it legally. If they take it away, then yeah, do some of the methods that these families are doing. I get, like, if you have no other method to teach your child.
Or if they take it away, move. I mean, honestly, you take homeschooling away from Heidi St. John, and I'm going to work like there's no tomorrow, A, to get my freedom back. But B, apart from that, I'm moving.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what they're doing to children in the public schools is disgusting. Mm-hmm. What they're doing to our children, the things that, just like you rightly pointed out, the indoctrination, introducing sexual topics to little kids as young as 5 years old, it's disgusting. And you can see that they're clamoring now for the money, but they're also clamoring because they want to put the nose under the tent of your home. And once the government puts its nose under the tent, good luck getting it out. What are some meth, some ways that people, so talk to the mom who's just like, I can't do it by myself, Christy. It's really sweet that you can do that. And I'm glad that you feel confident, but I can't do it without help from the charter school.
Well, I guess the thing is that for me, like, I've dedicated myself. I mean, what got me into this whole online realm was my heart and my passion for helping moms. I mean, I wrote a book called Homeschool Basics that helps walk people through, like with Tricia Goyer, let's walk people through how to homeschool, like the best advice that we could squeeze down and put into a book. I created a course called the Ultimate Homeschool Organization Course, because I'm sorry, but it really, you need to have some structure, because that helps you. And if you want to be sane, then it helps to have some organization. So I created that. So I think that people just aren't willing to look at what's out there. And I'm just using an example like that.
Well, it's fear, right?
Yeah. Yes. And so I think that that's the important thing, is that, you know, when God calls us to something, he's going to make a way. And I kind of refer to, like, because I do our Getting Started here in California, I always tell people how to get started. And I always like to, I talk about it in two ways. The first thing, secularly, that we all kind of relate to is Indiana Jones. It is terrifying. Indiana Jones 3, like, he is supposed to take a step of faith. It looks like he's going to plummet to his death. And yet, once he takes that step, the cameras pan out and you can see from a different perspective. There's a trail. Yeah, you don't want to veer too far to the left or the right, but there's a clear trail. You just have to step out of your comfort zone. And the same is true when you look biblically at Peter. He had to keep his eyes on Jesus. There is a storm all around, but that man got out of the book. Get out of the boat. And he walked on water with Jesus. And so I think that's the thing, is that there will always be storms in this world. There are always going to be scary things happening. I mean, both sides of the media, they know that fear drives emotion, which drives votes, which drives decisions. So they are trying to scare the living snot out of you. And yet at the same time, like, we are called by God not to fear. Do not fear. Be courageous. His perfect love will drive out fear. And yet when it comes to educating our kids, we're more than happy to boldly parent our children. When it comes to educating our kids, we have been so I can't even think of the right word, but like, our brains have been told that the only way to educate is through the schools, because that's what most of us did.
It's that's what we
and
did.
It's terrifying.
We're just, you know, people doing what they've been taught to do. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's terrifying.
It's true. And what does that say about our school system?
But
Well, right. And what does it say about our school system when you come out of this? Like, I went to a private Christian school, kindergarten through 12th grade. And what does it say when I come out of that private Christian school that I don't feel qualified to teach a first grader to read, right? It's we've been indoctrinated to believe that you can't teach unless you have a teaching credential, right? And we know now that that's not true at all. And all you got to do is, you know, spend 2 seconds on TikTok and you can see what these so-called credentialed teachers are coming to the schools to do. They're actually coming to injure the children. I mean, that's the truth. I thought this is interesting. Elizabeth Barthollet, who's like, you know, hates homeschooling.
Oh, yeah.
She goes to Harvard. She's made all kinds. She's a Harvard hater. She's the Harvard hater for homeschooling. She's the triple H. But she said basically that when, so she said, so when you give parents the right to keep their kids at home free from anyone looking at them, including mandated reporting, you're taking away one of their main protections. Going to school is one of the first and best protections for kids because they are seen, at least during school terms, 5 days a week by a variety of school personnel, all of whom have this duty to report. Many of the reports that come into our child protective systems are from school personnel. Given the lack of oversight in homeschooling, there is little data on its impact and the number of children being educated in unsafe environments. And I think I just, you know, I just sort of want to stand up and say, when are we going to start talking about how unsafe the government school environment is? When are we going to start talking about that? Because we know that there's nobody that loves a child like their parents do. And yes, there are people that abuse their kids, right? But by far and away, you don't choose to homeschool your child and choose to lay down your life for them and make this massive sacrifice because you're controlling. Right. Oh, yeah. Parents do it because they love their kids. And every time we give our money to the government schools, whether it's through charters or we take their money for books or whatever it is, every time we do that, we are giving them a foothold into homeschooling. And that is what I want people to understand. There are lots and lots of people in the world, particularly in the woke United States, who would love to see homeschooling illegal or love to see more mandated reporting from homeschoolers or oversight or all of those things. And I have spent, you know, the last 20 years lobbying for homeschool freedom and talking to my state legislators. And when I always say, when they say, what do you want? I always say is nothing. I don't want anything from you.
Yeah.
I don't want, I mean, I love you. I'm sure you're a very nice person. I don't want your opinion. I don't want your money. I don't want your oversight. I don't want your nose in my business. We're doing just fine. And typically, a good lawmaker is going to be like, huh, because we've trained our citizens to believe, just like in a Marxist society, in a socialist society, that everything that we have comes from the government.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No, it's very sad. And what's crazy with what you were saying is that they want oversight over our families, over our children, over our homes, over our children's education, but they don't want oversight in the schools. They don't want parents.
Right. They don't want cameras in the classroom.
No. Oh, no, that's no, right. No oversight for the teachers, no oversight for the textbooks. I mean, it's outrageous. Like, there's no accountability from them, and yet they want accountability for us. And so,
Yeah,
it's a wild, wild world we're living in. Yeah. I keep feeling like I'm going to wake up and this, like, people are going to, are going to stop drinking the Kool-Aid and understand what's happening here.
you would think, I mean, after everything that we've been through, but I don't think, and I know that this is something that you feel passionately about too. I don't want to see the issue of charter schools or, you know, I have friends who are in these programs and I'm still friends with all those people. I haven't severed my friendships with them over it. I'm not, but I'm still going to continue to say, you're hurting homeschooling. You're hurting homeschool freedom. I mean, I love you, but you're wrong, you know, about this. I think we can have the conversation and still, you know, remain friends. We've got enough fractured, you know, things that we're talking about in the culture. We're coming into an election, for goodness sake. And I think it's going to be more important for us than ever to say, hey, let's keep homeschooling free from government intrusion. And part of the way you do that is by not participating in these programs.
Oh, absolutely. No, I kept trying to find out if there's a statistic during the whole COVID thing when everybody was like pulling out and people were thinking about putting their kids back in. I'm like, what if we all just pull our kids? Yeah. If every Christian pulled their kid out of public school would crumble in like a week. Like, they wouldn't know what to do.
Oh, it would.
Like, it would be amazing. Like, and I mean, at that point I was like, I will give my stuff away for free if we can make that go away. And, you know, but again, like, I understand you have single parent. I mean, like, there are ways to homeschool, you know, even in different dynamics, but I do get it. Like, you need to have options. And so I do understand that, but I think that people, when you make the decision based on fear and not based on prayer, that's dangerous.
Oh, that's good. That's a great way. That's a great place to leave it. Don't make your decisions based on fear, you guys. Take them before the Lord. This is a totally different conversation, by the way, than education savings accounts, which I actually am in favor of. I love ESAs, and a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of talk going on about that right now. But Christy, you've done some awesome things for homeschoolers. Tell us where we can find you online and what kind of resources you have for parents.
Yes. So I am at KristyClover.com, which is K-R-I-S-T-I, Clover, just like four-leaf clover. And you can find, I mean, the Ultimate Homeschool Organization course that I mentioned, that's at homeschoolorganization.com. You can also find it on my site. But I have anything from homeschool organization to home organization, since both when you're at home, it's nice to be organized as well. But I love helping parents because I get it. Like, it's overwhelming. Parenting in general is overwhelming. And I just love trying to encourage families just to hang in there. And you know what? Now I am that mom saying, like, it goes faster than you think. Like, even when you have the little ones, like, it goes so fast. And in a blink of the eye, they're launched, like we kind of opened with. And it is worth all the blood, sweat, and tears to finish strong. And I think a lot of it has to do with us leaning in on the Lord. And so I actually just opened up a brand new membership. So it's called the Simply Joyful Mom Membership. And it's really my heart to mentor moms out there. So we are talking about home organization, but we're also talking about how to reset our mindset, how to find the lies that the world is speaking to us and how to replace that with God's truth. We're talking about time management. We're talking about how to be healthy as a mom, because that's important to our momhood, and how to have fun as a family. So those are the different components that I'm really passionate about. And so I've kind of put it all into a membership. In fact, you're going to be a guest on there too.
I know. I'm looking forward to it.
So super excited about that. But you can find that. Everything's linked at KristyClover.com.
All right, you guys, go to KristyClover.com. Christy, thank you for coming on the show. Stick around for happy hour. We're going to be talking about some of your best organization tips for homeschool moms. And also, I'm going to do my rapid fire all about Christy Clover. So that'll be a hoot and holler and good time. Thank you so much for coming on the show, my friend. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. It was really fun. Thanks for having me.
For more information on my guest today, you can go to KristyClover.com, or you can hop on over to the podcast notes, and I will link back to her in the show notes today. Guys, don't forget, we are getting ready to do a brand new Bible study for the new month over at the Faith That Speaks community. For the month of March, we're going to be going through some of the bad girls of the Bible. What can we learn from Herodias? What can we learn from Jezebel? What can we learn from Delilah? Hey there, Delilah. There's a couple things we can learn from you. Lots of really cool things happening over at that community. Check it out at faiththatspeaks.com, and my Faith That Speaks Women's Conference coming up the first weekend in March right here in Vancouver. You can register at HeidiStJohn.com. You guys have a great day. For those of you who are subscribed to the show, stick around, because I'm going to be grilling my friend Christy Clover, and we're going to be talking all things homeschooling. For those of you who want more encouragement for organization and encouragement, this is going to be a great time for you as well. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll see you right back here again at the intersection of faith and culture.